for the Maggid of Meserich and later for the Balatanya. He often claimed that he is the true successor to the Besh, and others claim that they are successors to the Rambam. There were tensions between Reb Barachol and the other great tzaddikim of his generation. Two famous stories about Reb Barachol. The minhag at the time where Reb Barachol was born and raised and went to yeshiva, the minhag to start learning Gemara, at least to learn Bava Metzia. Many schools today, still, as a matter of fact, when boys start learning Gemara, the first mesecta that they start learning is a perek in Bava Metzia. Reb Barachol said he refuses to stop learning with Bava Metzia, he wants to stop learning from Bava Kama. And he was adamant, and they had no choice. In this case, they had to hire a Malamed to teach you Bava Kama. They asked him, why is it so important for you to start from Bava Kama rather than Bava Metzia? So he said, because Bava Kama stands for Baruch ben Udl, Bava, Beis Beis Allah, Baruch ben Udl, and Kama stands for Kadosh Merechem Imo. Kadosh Merechem Imo. So he had to start from Bava Kama. There was a Hasidic Rebbe by the name of Rav Tzvi Hirsch Aleph. Rav Tzvi Hirsch of Aleph, a dynasty that continues to this very day in Borough Park, among other places. The name Brandwine may be known to you, many of the Brandwines are connected to the Aleph dynasty. A story about Rav Baruch. Rav Tzadik HaKodesh Rav Baruch Mimeshbesh, Mal Butzimi Ben Ahora, his name is Sefer with his Kudesh in Torah, it's published by Yanoigas Mishiyus of the Rama. He was in Takif Vedato, and as I said, he had this stress on royalty. Chai Bahachava, Yishukhono Yashukhon Melokim, Amnam Gdolei Akasidim Shimdoro Yuhoshim Vosal of Kaptan, in the eyes of his contemporaries, as being rather strict, single-minded. The Kaptan Yuso, Zol Gormo, the Fomin, Chagmoyim, the Fomin, and so his contemporaries made it a point to avoid visiting Meshvej. You can imagine the difficulty. The Baal Shem Tov was buried in Meshvej. But they knew that if they came here, they would have to visit Reb Barachol, and it was very difficult sometimes to visit Reb Barachol. Hamach Hasbor, Rabbi Tzadik, and Tzi Arye Me'alek, Tzi Arye Meshvej. Tzvi Arye of Aleph came to Meshvej and doing what's proper Hodiya la Rava Tzadik Reboro Yivakir Osu Avaloye Kaber Alonis Maruso. But he wanted to be honest, and if you came to the palace of Reboro, you had to, as it were, come out to Reboro and recognize him as the Mora Diastra and so on, or for true successors of Baal Shem Tov. So he made it clear to him that he's coming on a visit to Reboro to pay him homage. However, making it clear that he doesn't recognize Reb Barachol as the true successor and only successor of the Baal Shem Tov. Vige Shimenu Sheyoid Lozman Rikuro. And so he asked Reb Barachol for an appointment. The Tzivo the Mishamsho.
Yeah, a friend of whom is
a Rav Atzadik Mimeshvesh. So Reb Barachol gave him the time to come, whatever it was the next day. And he told Shalorot of Kabbalah to do so, but since... since Reb Tzvi Arye of Aleph had made it clear that he doesn't recognize Reb Barachol as being the only successor of the Baal Shem Tov, he was not happy about this visit. So in the room where he would study, I guess, where he was about to visit with Tzvi Arye of Aleph, Reb Barachol told the Shamas to move all the chairs so that Tzvi Arye of Aleph would have to stand while Reb Barachol would be seated, and that's how the visit would take place. Symbolizing, as it were, who was the Rebbe of Aleph was very wise.